On Saturday, San Francisco staged the largest Lunar New Year celebration outside mainland China. What was once a small community parade has become big business. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Sarah Varney reports.
Teenagers wearing dragon heads throw buckets of firecrackers to scare away evil spirits. Elementary school kids are dressed as monkeys to celebrate this year of the monkey and teeter along on stilts. Parade organizers estimate 500,000 people crowd onto the city's streets to take part in the festivities. And that costs the Chinese Chamber of Commerce, who sponsors the parade, over $850,000 a year. To help defray local costs, the chamber went looking for deep-pocketed sponsors. Now, 15 major corporations underwrite the parade, including Southwest Airlines and Ford. In fact, many companies are trying to use the Year of the Monkey to generate some extra business. Down the street from the parade, at the high-end department store Gumps, salesman John D. Mahosky points out a monkey motif china.
And it's quite expensive. For example, one dinner plate is $525.
That's a way to ring in the new year.
Yes, exactly.
Gumps also sells a $550 Lalique monkey figurine and a $95 monkey-themed cocktail shaker. The Lunar New Year is the most important Asian cultural celebration, and companies from Gumps to AT&T are building promotions around the holiday. Saul Gitlin is a New York-based marketing consultant who advises U.S. companies on Asian American advertising.
The demographic profile is really one of superlatives. Fastest growing population, growth rate of any racial group in the country, highest median household income, highest level of education, one of the highest rates of entrepreneurial activity.
Gitlin says nearly 3.7 million Asian Americans live in California, and their buying power is over $100 billion a year. They're also an easy ethnic group to target, since 70% of them live in Greater Los Angeles and the San Francisco Bay Area, and they prefer Asian language media. When companies place ads in the Chinese LA Daily or on a Korean television station, they know their message is getting across. Even liquor companies, says Gitlin, now have targeted marketing.
For example, the cognac industry in this country understands very well that Asians are very heavy consumers of cognac, and therefore an important target audience with whom to continuously build a relationship.
Gitlin says brands that show a sensitivity towards an Asian holiday like Lunar New Year build credibility with ethnic customers, and if all goes well, increase their sales.
Kicking off the grand opening of the 2004 Southwest Airlines Chinese New Year Parade.
In San Francisco's Chinatown, kids dressed as lion dancers carry Southwest Airline banners. Parade director Wayne Hugh says the added attention from advertisers makes for better products that are more tailored to Asian Americans. Sponsor Southwest Airlines, for instance, offered a discount to customers flying in for the festivities. But there are occasional blunders. Last year, Ford Motor Company objected to parade posters celebrating the Year of the Ram.
It's been called the Year of the Ram, but because it relates to the Dodge Ram truck, we had to call it the Year of the Sheep.
Is that legal?
Yes, it is, because the Chinese word for sheep or ram is similar.
Hugh is always trying to find the right balance between tasteful corporate marketing and flagrant commercialization. As the Year of the Monkey begins, Cantonese-speaking Chinese greet each other with Gong Hei Fat Choi, a greeting that translates into wishing you get rich. It's a saying advertisers would like to see come true. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.